This is side two of tape two.
He, when he was making his syrup, he had that old type of mill or whatever they'd call it. That,
go around.
Yeah. But instead, he had it hooked up to a gear, and he had his old tractor, had the bolt pattern hooked up to an old disc off of Harrow.
Uh-huh.
And had a drive hooked up to it.
Oh, yeah, direct drive.
Yeah. And he loves to drink cane juice. I can't stand stuff myself.
Oh, I don't say I can drink it.
It's so sweet, but he just loves it.
Too sweet for me.
Oh, man. We were talking about molasses a minute ago, and would you go ahead and use the molasses? If you were saying, talking about the thickness of molasses, you'd say molasses what?
It's thick.
Mm-hmm. Are they supposed to be thick?
I've heard that the thicker, the better.
Mm-hmm. I believe we got the maple syrup. And yeah, we're talking about syrup you use on pancakes. The next one is, if you know, there's a difference between imitation syrup and another kind. And if the imitation, if it isn't imitation maple syrup, you'd say it's blank maple syrup. Something that isn't imitation is what?
Pure.
Mm-hmm. What about the belt you might have on that say might be cowhide, nothing else? It's not imitation, it's...
It's genuine leather.
Okay. Sugar sold retail is already put up in packages, but wholesale, it might have used to been sold how?
In loose and then by the pound.
Mm-hmm. When sugar... If crackers are sold out of a barrel, how would you say they were sold? Like in an old store?
Oh, they were sold individually for the piece mm-hmm. out of the old cracker barrel. I bought them that way, haven't you?
If you weren't buying fertilizer in bags and you were buying fertilizer for a big farm, you said you'd be buying it how?
By the ton or buck.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and the juice of either apples, peaches, or strawberries, something like that, and boiling it down? And then you can it and use it.
Jealous.
Depends on how you make it.
Yeah, that does depend on it.
But if you boil it completely, it would be though. You'd have to make jelly, wouldn't you?
Well, if you put any meat of the fruit in there, it wouldn't be jelly anymore.
It would be preserved.
It melts.
Be preserved, that's right.
You were saying you used to buy crackers loose or
yeah.
whatever you
want. Uh-huh. Huh. Used to buy a penny a piece. Big round ones. They used to come out of the barrel. Mm-hmm. They used to come in a crack in a barrel. And it reached over by those things. But I believe it was a penny a piece back then. Great big one, this big. It cost you a nickel, I guess, now that
probably.
If you could find it.
What do you have on the table to season food with?
Salt, pepper.
Okay. If there were some apples and a child wants one, he says give me blank apple.
Give him an apple.
Mm-hmm. If you were talking again and there were two groups of boys that were involved in something and you might say, for example, it wasn't those boys, it must have been
those.
I suppose you were identifying a certain group, you again say it wasn't those boys, it was
these.
Okay, if you're pointing to a tree that's a ways off, you might say it's...
Over there, further tree.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody lived across the field and down the road behind you somewhere, you'd say to somebody, he lives...
Over the way, or down the road.
Mm-hmm. Would there be any difference if you lived closely or if you lived far away? As to how you would style it?
No, I wouldn't think so unless it would be your next door neighbor. There were several of them, you might say. The first house across the way, or the second house.
Okay.